Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! Hit number 3,000! A run is scored! Musial ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Trevor. The former blockup has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Good one lined up today. We're talking football with Howard Richards at 10:30. We're talking hockey with Chris Kerber at 10:45. If you would like to be a part of the program, Maryville University, the listener line, 855-282-8255. Winning streak text line, that same number, 855-282-8255. 55. Our opening monologue is brought to you by the great people at Gateway Motorsports Park. And let's begin with lap one. So we have an NFL championship weekend coming up with one team who has won five times before and a coach who taped the Rams walkthrough before Super Bowl 36. Anybody rooting for the Patriots? I know the Chiefs are a really likable team, and there's nothing not to like about Patrick Mahomes and the creativity of that offense. But 3 years ago this week, Clark Hunt voted for the Inglewood Project and not the Carson Project the Rams wanted in St. Louis, or the St. Louis people wanted. It probably wouldn't have made a difference, but I don't know. I can't get warm and fuzzy about Clark Hunt voting against St. Louis having football in a sense. That's what his vote was. It may not have made a difference, but I don't know. I just think about that all the time. And I don't know how anybody could root for the Rams. That's if you're a St. Louis guy. How could you root for the Rams if you're a St. Louis guy? And how about former Fox 2 employee Marshall Faulk in the box celebrating with Stan and Kevin? We got Kurt Warner. They got Marshall Faulk. Channel 5 wins again. Look, I get the argument. A businessman trying to better himself. Okay, I get it. But how can you root for him to have success? How do you want him to hold that trophy February 3rd in Atlanta, winning the Super Bowl? There are some people out there, you know, but how could you? Lap two. You know who we are going to root for. They are our team. And thankfully, Stan won't be holding that trophy because he's going to get beat this week in New Orleans. Drew Brees is undefeated in the playoffs in the Dome. The Saints in New Orleans will be too much for the Rams. And with the exception of that opening drive, Drew Brees was really good. Let's take a listen.
Found a bunch of ways to win during the season. You know, every game kind of stood alone. But many of them came down to third quarter, fourth quarter, second half type comebacks where, and it took everybody, and it took maybe a big play on defense or a big play on offense or a big play on special teams to kind of turn the tide. And but they were all great team victories, and looks like that's carried over into the playoffs. Obviously, we didn't start this game the way that we wanted to. You know, they jump out to a 14-point lead. But, you know, listen, we were calm. We were poised. We knew we were going to get things going. But obviously, had to do that quickly. We were able to narrow the gap 14-10 at halftime. And then I think the turning point was really that 23-play drive in the third quarter that lasted 11 and a half minutes and kind of took us from our own 8-yard line to get a touchdown. I was just told that we actually gained 117 yards on that drive. I'm not sure if that's a record.
Wow. 28 to 38, 301, two scores. And I think with that Rams secondary, they'll just find a way to win. Michael Thomas just caught 12 balls for 171 yards. He was targeted 16 times. I think that offense is going to find a way. And we know about the Rams' defense. Now, granted, they were pretty good on Saturday. But that secondary, very vulnerable. Did you see Tlaib and Peters fighting after the game with Amari Cooper? Thomas is going to kill them both. Peters talked all that smack about Peyton, and I'm going to get back at you. Yeah. You think Peyton's worried about Marcus Peters? Give me a break. They will target him. They will kill him. The only sad part about that game with the Saints was Alshon Jeffrey. I think the stat was he had dropped two balls all regular season. He dropped that one. It resulted in interception. That was the end of the game. He's a terrific player and a great guy. And I love the way that Coach Peterson and Coach and Nick Foles went to him after the, you know, the moment and tried to comfort him a little bit. That is, those are two really classy teams. You root for both of them. And now we root for the New Orleans Saints. So everybody that's texting in today, because I'd like to find out how many Rams fans there are out there. Because we had Pete, who was an intern here. He was a Rams fan. And we had Ahmad Hicks at Channel 5. He's a Rams fan.
Pete works for the Chiefs now, doesn't he?
He does.
Isn't he in their marketing department or ticket sales?
He does, yep. I think it's that really let that 22 to 27-year-old that really likes, that may have a chance of liking the Rams. But so everybody texting in today, who are you rooting for, Saints or Rams? 855-282-8255. Winning streak text line, 855-282-8255. All right, lap three. The Billikens. I've said it before, I'll say it again. They have the best chance in the region to win a division or conference in 2019. I'm talking college or pro. Not Mizzou, not the Blues. They have a better chance than the Cardinals. It's a little easier, too. But they are winning games they normally would lose. They have such a resolve. Versus LaSalle late, Jordan Goodwin had a big dunk. Hassan French had a huge three-point play. And then Javon Best put it away with a big three. SLU is 12-4, 3-0 in the conference. They aren't perfect, but they're just so tough. You know, they really are. Fred Thatch will get a steal. Goodwin will get a putback. French will get a block. Embrace the Billikens. They are going to the NCAA tournament. Busy week for SLU also because they are going to play a rare Friday night game at home. But before that, SLU will play, let me see here, I got it right here. SLU's going to play tomorrow night at Fordham at 6, and then they will play on ESPN2 Friday night at home against St. Joseph's at 6 o'clock. So a busy, busy week for the basketball Bills. Lap four. Gateway Motorsports Park opening monologue. The Mizzou Basketball Tigers. You know, beating a Frank Martin team on the road is difficult. In fact, beating a Frank Martin team at any time is tough. He's just like his mentor, Bob Huggins. Have you ever seen like a South Carolina team or a West Virginia team not play hard, not play physical? I mean, they won't get lottery picks, I don't think, you know, to go there. But they'll get athletes. and they will play as hard as anybody in America. And as we mentioned last week, for Mizzou to beat anybody good, they have to get production out of Jeremiah Tillman. They just have to. I mean, there's no way they can beat a decent team in college basketball with the way that roster is put together unless they have, you know, some production out of Tillman. 13 minutes yesterday, 5 fouls. So it's 3 games, 34 minutes, 11 points, 3 rebounds, and 9 turnovers. I don't know how they beat anybody if you get nothing out of him. And look, I don't want to crush the kid because he's a nice kid with good skills. He has a great mentor. He works hard. But gosh, they have to figure this thing out. I mean, this has gone on for a year and a half. Are some of the fouls a little ticky-tacky once in a while? But you know what? If you're targeted, then you got to be very conscious of this. I mean, I cannot believe they have not figured this thing out. Okay, Jeremiah, you're going to play the first half, and you are not going to pick up your second foul. You are not going to pick up your second foul. If you get a foul number one, then you're just going straight up with your arms. All right? Don't even try to block a shot. Just go straight up, box out. So here's Konzo Martin yesterday after the game.
I thought our guys did good things. Once we settled in the first half, they did a good job pressuring. But I thought once we settled in and understood where we can get shots from and make plays, I thought we were better. I thought our young guys, you know, really stepped up in a great environment against a physical team. Just came up short down the stretch. We had a couple plays where we had mishaps defensively. But we'll learn from it.
Yeah, some of the young kids, especially Javon Pickett from Belleville East, was outstanding. He had a career-high 21. Mark Smith shot the ball well at times. Torrance Watson had a couple of big threes early in the game. St. Louis kids are doing fine. They just need Jeremiah to really, really step up. All right, lap 5. The Blues. And here we go. They're on the cusp of 3 wins in a row. Now, that sounds like it's a good thing. But we know what happens when the Blues have won 2 in a row and they're attempting to win their 3rd game in a row. They don't just lose, they lose big. They are 0-4 in this circumstance, and they've been outscored 21-6. Outscored 15 goals in 4 games when they're trying to win their 3rd in a row. All they have to do tonight is beat the Stanley Cup champions on the road. That doesn't seem real difficult, does it? 2 things, though, on Saturday happened that are really encouraging from Dallas. Number 91 scored twice. Great-looking shots. Tarasenko on a roll. Well, let's see a little bit more of that than just 1 game. And now it's 3 games for the great Jordan Binnington. It's 3 wins. He has seen 76 shots, and he has saved 74 of them. And in his last 8 starts, if you go back to his minor league career, he's 8-0. So I know the Blues have an extremely busy week. I mean, we have at the Capitals, at the Islanders Tuesday, at the Bruins on Thursday, then the Senators at home on Saturday. I got to tell you, though, I mean, if he's really good tonight, and every point is so precious in terms of the playoffs, why not the next night? And if he's good then, why not at Boston on Thursday? All right, lap 6. Stream of consciousness. Quick NBA thought. On a night that James Harden goes 1 of 17, that's tough to do. Brad Beal, the pride of Chaminade, goes 40, 11, and 15. He joined Oscar Robertson as the only players in NBA history have multiple 40, 10, and 15 games in a season. And you know, there's a direct result since John Wall went down to what Brad Beal is now doing in the NBA. Since Beal went down 9 games ago, since Wall went down 9 games ago, Beal is at 30 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. And how about this? 47 from the field, 41 from 3, and 80 from the free throw line. I was talking to Keith Robinson, texting with Keith Robinson, our friend from TNT, former Channel 5 producer. And, you know, Beal was not really heavily mentioned for that all-star berth, a little bit ago. And now he's making a push. I mean, he has two of these monster games. It'd be nice to see Brad Beal play in back-to-back all-star games. All right. Snow days are really good. But I wish they just wouldn't be on Fridays and Saturdays. It kills restaurants. Destroys their business. I watched a lot of Ray Donovan when I wasn't watching sports and kept making this recipe for Vermont pancakes with syrup and walnuts. You know, when you're home, you kind of want to cook. I'm just pounding down these pancakes. I had pancakes 3 times this weekend. One of them, though, was at Southwest Diner. Has anybody been there?
Oh, yeah, down in Maplewood.
You've been there, Posse?
Good place.
Yeah. It's got a real little niche because they have bought a bus that's right outside the restaurant, and you go to the bus and wait for your table. And they serve drinks and coffee in the bus. That's kind of a neat little shtick. And the food is outstanding. So I spent some time with John Mozeliak on the television side. Did not realize he had been working on the Goldschmidt trade since September. He said he got to a point where around like the GM meetings or around Thanksgiving, he was checking in literally every day with the Diamondbacks. Every day with a text or phone call, wondering how they feeling, anything we can do from your end. He didn't want to lose this one. Overall, a job well done, I think, for John Mozeliak in the offseason. He got the hitter. He got the bullpen guy. We'll see if that's enough. All right, those are some of my thoughts. Let's hear some of yours. Who do you want to win it all? And, the first line going into all text, Rams or Saints, who you're rooting for? Is anybody out there rooting for Stan Kroenke? Are there species like that still out there in St. Louis? The Billiken surging, the Tigers slumping, the Jordan Binnington experience, and just how unproductive were you this weekend with the snow day? Plazzi, what did you actually accomplish? How did you better your life during the snow day?
I did a whole heck of a lot of nothing. Played Tiger Woods golf on PS3 a whole heck of a lot.
Any binge watching?
I'm like kind of in between shows, so I'm rewatching The Office. Watching a couple documentaries. Overall, haven't found a show that I really can attach to. I haven't started Goliath or anything like that yet. So just kind of a nice relaxing day with the pups. Got them out playing in the snow.
Ooh,
so
nice.
Yeah, so it was a good weekend. I am a huge fan of staying in and doing nothing, so this is kind of right up my alley.
Very good. How about you, Brian? Anything productive?
No, I didn't do a thing. My wife was out of town. She was at a baby shower in Oklahoma, so I did not do anything. I filled down a Sopranos rabbit hole on HBO Now because the 20th anniversary of its beginning is this year, so I watched a lot of that over the weekend. It was wonderful.
Very nice. All right, let's take a short time out. But before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Maryville University. They sponsor the phone lines. Go to maryville.edu for more information about that wonderful school in town and country. Their digital world provides students with free iPads loaded with textbooks and more than 150 apps. Go to maryville.edu for more information. We'll take a short time out. We're coming right back.